So what responsibilities can we have in the ashram to keep our mind's sine wave from not shaking us, from staying steady? Actually, our daily sadhana itself is just applying ourselves to the daily sadhana is not easy. And if we do that, that itself brings a certain level of steadiness. Because even going through the externals of it on a regular basis is not easy. It requires some level of subordination of the internal sine waves. So that itself is strong, but along with that, if we can look within the ashram for something which connects us with Krishna strongly, it means, I talked about the concept of Udipan there, something which stimulates spiritual thoughts within us. And by that we become, that is one thing with which we connect with Krishna. So once some devotee asked Jai Advaita Maharaj, Maharaj, how do we become serious about Krishna consciousness? Maharaj replied, somehow or the other. So what he meant is that find out one thing in Krishna consciousness that you can become serious about. And become serious about that one thing. And from that one thing, if we become serious, we develop a connection with Krishna through that. And gradually from that one thing, once we get connected with Krishna, we become purified. And our connection with Krishna in other things will also expand. So if we can just find out one thing, yes, this is studying scripture, memorizing verses, or reciting Vaishnava songs, or doing this one thing, and this is something which really connects me with Krishna, and I will become committed about this one thing. And you know, we can also try to create some service around it. So if I find studying Bhagavatam very nice, very nourishing for me, then to be able to do that, maybe I can create a Bhagavatam study circle where the other devotees who are interested in studying Bhagavatam, I can call them. So our commitment doesn't have to be self-centered. We can try to relate that commitment in a way that we can also contribute to the community in some way. Then we won't face much opposition in doing that. And how that can be adjusted, that we can discuss with senior devotees, think and plan ourselves. But if we can find that one thing which we can commit ourselves to, through that we can do many other things. And gradually our stability in one limb of bhakti will gradually bring stability to all of our bhakti. And that's how the magnitude or the scope of our connection to Krishna will gradually expand. We need one place where we connect with Krishna first, and then from there we can expand the scope gradually. It's like when an enemy attacks, the enemy first, if they are coming into enemy territory, they get what is called a beachhead. You know, if a ship is attacking a coastal area, then they want to first land at one place. Once that place they're captured, from there they can send their troops inside and they can conquer much more. So like that, we have to find out one beachhead, one place we try to conquer. This is one thing which I can do in Krishna Bhakti. And through that, through becoming committed in that, we can expand our commitments elsewhere. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. I go to Monday.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for taking this time off and, you know, spending time with us.